Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
So, I am having an issue with my parents, who are older and therefore stubborner.
Stubborner?
Than normal age person.
You're more stubborner than they're stubborner.
Imagine how stubborn I am, and then add 5 decades to that.
You're frustrated by somebody else's
stubbornness? Yes.
Wow.
Last year, they like to go out to Las Vegas, and last year they went out to Las Vegas, and the...
That's right. Your parents are gamblers.
Yeah. They go and they normally go to the Indian casino that's near the house, and they go, and it's I think I've told you this, like, they'll go seriously with $60 and then call to report a $20 swing either way.
Really?
Like,
is your mom like the nickel slots woman that's there all day, same slot machine over and over and over again?
It's weird because they don't, there's no like significant passion about it. Like, there's no 12-hour marathons or anything. It seriously is a way to kill 3 hours or 4 hours. So she'll play one penny slot, nickel slot, quarter slot for 15 minutes. Then they'll wander over to the buffet and they'll sit down and have a drink. Then they'll wander back over. My dad will play blackjack. Then they'll walk. So it's just that's what they do. And they've been
married how long now?
300 years.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And
you
they
just
like
figure out
cool,
different
though.
Ways
but
to
the
kill
same
time.
They both like going and they go together. I think it's cool.
So they decide they have started going to Las Vegas once or twice a year to mix it up, you know, because then it's not just the Indian casino, it's a whole, you know, it's like a playground.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mile of different places for them to walk to. And last trip, their flight home got screwed up. And it was jacked up because I was on the phone with my dad, and they're not big travelers, you know, like they're good getting to the airport, getting on the plane and coming back. But when there's like a customer service issue, like they don't exercise their passenger rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if the guy says, I'm sorry, we can't get you on the next flight. You can't fly out until 3 days from now at 2:30 in the afternoon. And here's a $5 coupon for Burger King. They're like, oh, thank you for the coupon. And then because they think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They just get walked on.
Yeah. So that kind of happened last time. And I was like, you know what, that's screwed up. And I ended up calling. And it was a big ordeal. And I wrote a letter to the airline. It wasn't Delta. And the airline ended up writing my parents back and saying, we're sorry for the inconvenience. Received a letter from your son. He told us what happened. Here's $150 for each of you to use on your next flight.
Nice.
So I'm like, oh, that's cool. Here's the problem. For whatever reason, that airline now to fly from Syracuse to Las Vegas is miles in a way more expensive than any other airline.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but like they can fly from Syracuse to Las Vegas, like on Delta, for example, for I think like $300 or $350. This airline is like $500.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do a whole package deal, it's less expensive for them to fly on Delta and just tear up those vouchers and just pretend they never existed. Hmm. It's free money, right? Mm-hmm. Those vouchers. They refuse to do that. They are
And that's making you angry?
They have to use the vouchers.
They have a coupon in their hand and they must use it. And they can't, can't make them process. I can't find a way for it to stick to their brain that they don't. Like I said,
but those were hard earned. Maybe does it have anything to do with the fact that you went to so much effort for those?
I told them
to get to them. That I wonder if part of them feels like, well, you had to go through a lot of trouble.
They're showing
to get
you some respect.
This. Yeah.
I've addressed that. I'm like, I've said, don't use the voucher because, well, you know, my dad's good on the computer, but like. You know, as far as like comparing flights on different, like a Kayak versus an Orbitz versus the airline site directly. And then, you know, the package deals that you can get, you know, Vegas hotels, you go to any one of their websites and you can get airfare and a hotel, usually at a pretty decent discount. So, you know, I'm online and I'm making sure. And so we're, you know, on the phone or on Skype and like both looking up different flights and stuff. And I've said to him, look, you can stay at the Mirage and fly out on Delta, and the whole thing is going to cost you $500 less even if you use the vouchers on U.S. Airways.
I got the vouchers, man.
Yeah, and he's like, well, we got to find something on U.S. Airways. We've got the vouchers. And they expire on May 8th. And I'm like, well, you don't have to use them. It's found money. Like, and I tried to explain. Like,
but they're going to expire, Jeffrey.
Got to use it.
Digging in, well, for the sake of digging
in, and this
in,
is also,
man,
a generation that doesn't believe in wasting. That's wasting, well, a good money, voucher, right? Yes.
Then, as Jessica pointed out, there was one time that we went back to Syracuse, and we went to a restaurant, and as we sat down to the restaurant, my dad apologized because he knew both the service and the food was not going to be good. But they got a $25 gift card for buying a recliner, yeah, at some furniture, yeah, store, yeah, and it expired in 2 weeks. So as that, we're sitting down, my dad says,
just want to let you know you're not going to enjoy it.
That's right, what he said.
It's not going to be very good.
But he had,
awesome, I've got a coupon.
He had the coupon. So we went down and we used a $25 coupon. It was probably, you know, four people, an $80 meal, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he spent an extra $75, say, with gratuity for bad service. He spent an extra $75 in order to use the $25 coupon for a meal that, as he predicted, was not crappy, that good.
Now, can he use the U.S. Airways voucher on a different flight? So can he fly to Atlanta and save the cash that way?
I have proposed that he, because U.S. Airways has a direct flight to Charlotte. So I've proposed that he comes to Charlotte, and then Jessica and I could go pick him up in Charlotte. You know, a couple, sure, hours up the road.
Sure.
And then, like, hang out in Charlotte for the day, then bring him down to Atlanta for a long weekend. Then maybe he can even go to Vegas from Atlanta, you know.
Still save money.
And stay at our house, mm-hmm, you know, and then boom, and then whatever. But then he still uses the voucher. He gets to see us, and his exact words were, well, but we got the vouchers for the flight to Vegas.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Seriously, just can't crack
and
out of that.
The flight to Charlotte, awesome, could potentially be free. Like, it's $149 sometimes. And it's a $150 voucher, so he could come to Atlanta.
That's not the plan, Jeffrey.
If you send him this break and he's on the outside listening in to us talk about him, would it make any sense?
No, because we're speaking right now Korean.
The Bert Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.